Richard, as a Roman Catholic, while I used to attend Mass, I always thought the Gospel was just the reading from the priest at the beginning of the Mass. Is there something more to the Gospel than the reading?
Well, the Catholic priest, I remember as a priest for 22 years, we would read the scriptures from the lectionary, and we would read them different from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels. But the Gospel is different, but it's in each of the four Gospels. It's recorded. The Gospel is the good news of our salvation, that you, like myself, a sinner before I believed on Christ Jesus, can believe on Christ Jesus and have your sins completely forgiven and have eternal life. The life that you will share in heaven is like a foretaste of getting to heaven, because you know all your sins are forgiven. And let me read in Mark's Gospel. This is Mark's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 15. It's talking about being right with God. The time was fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent you and believe the Gospel. So the Gospel of Mark is talking about believing the Gospel. He's not talking about his Gospel. He's talking about the Gospel that Christ Jesus died for sinners. He died that you might trust him, and with the faith that he gives you, he activates that faith, then have all those sins forgiven and know that you have new life. It's like Christ said in John chapter 3, you've got to be born again. Nicodemus, when he was visiting Jesus, said, how can an old man be born again? And he said, the Son of Man came that you might have life. And by believing on him, you would come to forgiveness. And the Gospel for you is, first of all, bad news. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, you've been dead in trespass and sins. That's the bad news. You've got to admit you're a sinner. It's like I was talking to a man, and I visited his apartment, Galaxy Apartments, when I was in Portland, Oregon. And I said to him, Michael, you're dead in sins. He said, be careful, I'm going to put you out of this apartment. You came to see me and visit me, but be careful. I said, Michael, it's true. You've got to admit you're a sinner. It says in Scripture, he came into the world to save sinners. The qualification for salvation is, first of all, to admit you're a sinner. Well, he said, I'm a man, and you know, man commits sins, there's women and things like this on the side. I said, Michael, trust in God that he would give you the faith and grace, and then make a statement that Christ Jesus, I accept that you died for my sins on the tree of Calvary. Grant that I may be born again, that I might trust your death in my place and know eternal life. And Michael did, and his life was changed, and there were no more women on the side. He went on to marry one lovely lady, and I didn't get going to the marriage, but it was real joy to know Michael was saved. Now, I could give many more examples, Greg, but that's just one.
Well, that's good news, Richard, to know that it really is the work of God, not only that you believe, but the work of salvation was done on your behalf.
Yes.
And it's much more than just a casual reading from at the beginning of a Mass by a priest. There's so much more to what the gospel truly is.
The gospel, the Apostle Paul said, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, chapter 1 of Romans. And that is the gospel is given particularly in that book of Romans. It's just amazing to see how things develop in Scripture. It's just amazing to see that the gospel being preached, and they going everywhere, preached the gospel, and many came to the Lord. It says in the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, many people were converted. The apostles went out, and many souls were saved. And it's just a joy to see. Paul gets ecstatic, as it were, in Romans chapter 3, and he's talking about the being saved. He says that, for the fear of God is before their eyes, and that we know that we are unrighteous by the deeds of the law, that's by just doing works, no flesh can be justified in his sight, in God's sight, for the law is knowledge of sin. And then he says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Right standing with God is witnessed. It's seen. Praise God. Romans chapter 3, verse 21. It is manifest. Even the righteousness of God, right standing with God, is manifested by faith in Jesus Christ unto all and upon them that believe. There is no difference. It's upon all that believe, men and women. Even as a young person, if you're convicted that you're a sinner, it's for you too. For all have sinned, it says in verse 23, and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That is the wonderful text. Romans 3, verse 24. Being justified, made right with God by grace, that is the free gift of God, by grace through the redemption, that's by the redemption, Christ redeeming you, paying for your sin on the tree of Calvary, on the cross. And the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And he says, towards the end, chapter 3, 28, therefore we conclude a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. A man is made right with God, not by doing works. If you're a Catholic, it's not by works of sacraments. It is by grace through faith, as he summarized it all, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that if not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. So believe on that, and you will be right with God, and you will have, in the words of 1 Peter, a joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's always, I know when somebody is born again, because you can see the joy of the Lord like well up in their eyes when you look at them. And it's always a joy to see somebody converted. And it'd be lovely if you, listening to this program and thinking over it and reading the Bible and praying about it, came to know the Lord. Let us hear from you. It's always a great joy to get an email from you, people like you, and it's a it's always a joy to my heart. So, and thank you for that great question, Greg.
Well, thank you, Richard.
And we'll finish the program by saying that it's wonderful to talk with you in these programs that I make, and particularly now this program today is close to my heart. So let us pray that God would be glorified as you and others like you would come to the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you that you have been with us in the making of this program. We pray that your grace would be activated in people listening and this particular person that now is watching this program, and that your grace would be sufficient, as the scripture says, to save, and that many would come to know you, Father in heaven, and give you glory forever. And so, Father, we give you the glory in advance that these things will happen and that you be glorified. And all praise, glory, worship, and honor be to you. In Jesus Christ's glorious name, amen and amen.